Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is offering to mediate between the West and Iran in a diplomatic initiative that could further help in Syria's own rapprochement with the U.S. and Europe. President Assad told the Italian daily La Repubblica that he was ready to serve as a mediator with Iran if Western nations came up with a concrete proposal to submit to Tehran. French President Nicolas Sarkozy urged Mr. Assad during a conference in France last July to use his influence to help resolve Iran's nuclear standoff with the West. President Assad noted that dialogue was the best means to end long-standing disputes with Tehran, arguing that any attempt to contain a country ends by strengthening it. Hilal Kashan, professor of politics at the American University of Beirut, thinks it is unlikely the United States will take up Mr. Assad on his offer.
I think the Americans want to improve the relations with Syria, to weaken Iran and to further isolate it in the region. So I don't think the Americans need Syria as a mediator with Iran, because that would improve relations between Tehran and Damascus. The Americans want to distance Damascus from Tehran. Plus, the Syrians are lacking in credibility to be used as a mediator. Assad would be more than eager to play the role of a mediator. He's willing to do anything in order to win the new administration's support, to listen to him and to accommodate him.
President Assad praised U.S. President Barack Obama in his interview with La Repubblica, saying that he has shown himself to be a man of his word with the withdrawal from Iraq, the willingness for peace, and the closure of Guantanamo. Professor Fuad Ajami, who directs the Middle East Studies program at the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, thinks President Assad is well placed to act as mediator with Iran.
We know this in the court system as plea bargains. When you consider the situation of Bashar al-Assad, he himself is hunted down by a tribunal now sitting in The Hague, investigating the murder of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri. The Syrians straddled the fence between the order of conservative nations on the one hand and this alliance with Iran on the other. And it would make perfect sense for Bashar al-Assad to pose as the intermediary with the Iranians, which means, hey, if you folks think I'm bad, think of the Iranians, they're much worse. But I have credit in their bank and I can deal with the Iranians.
Syria has been allied with Tehran since the outset of the war between Iran and Iraq in 1980. Its ties with moderate Arab states, Egypt and Saudi Arabia, have been strained since the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafiq al-Hariri in 2005. Syria has denied involvement. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.